Okay, I'm going to call the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors of CSD special meeting to order. And would you join me in a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present, including Director Briggs, who joins us via phone.
All right. At this point of the meeting, it's time for public comments, and the public may discuss with us anything that is not on the agenda. I'll ask the moderator if there are any public comments at this time.
Any member of the public would like to speak on an item within the jurisdiction of the Town of Discovery Bay, please identify yourself, wait for the president to acknowledge you, and make your comment. You have 3 minutes. Mr. President, I'm not seeing anybody that is highlighting themselves or reaching out, so I think you can move on. I'll ask one last time. Any further public comments? Seeing none, Mr. President, feel free to move forward.
All right, thank you. We'll close public comment, and we're going to move on to the board member vacancy appointment. I'm going to turn this over to staff.
Good afternoon, board. Actually, staff's going to turn this over to the general counsel for the procedure on appointing an individual to the vacancy created by Director Robert Leet's resignation. General counsel.
Thank you. So, members of the board, public, I'm not going to bother reading the staff report to you. We just had a meeting not too long ago. You have a complete staff report in front of you that provides an executive summary of why where we're at. You have a list of verified applicant names. You have conducted interviews at a previous meeting. You're not planning on having any dialogue, or my understanding is not planning on any dialogue or any additional consideration of any additional information. You have, at the last meeting, adopted a procedure to fill the vacancy, and upon the board president introducing the item, which you've done, the directors may ask any technical clarifying questions, and then each director has a piece of paper in front of them that they will list, may list up to 3 individuals of the 8. And then the general manager here will mark them on the matrix. You can all kind of do your own matrix as we put the list online, so you can follow the same. I would just say that we would repeat them and make sure everybody's got the same information, but these are going to be submitted to the general manager, and then the general manager, once all of them are submitted, will mark the matrix accordingly and read the names aloud. Okay. After that, once that's completed, you'll have a completed matrix, and from there we follow Rosenberg rules of order as adopted by this board, and anyone may make a motion at that given time once they've seen the matrix.
Okay. Well, I think at this time it's time for the board to forward their list.
Well, one clarifying question.
Sure.
Is the votes that we're, or the names that we're putting down, is to, I have to understand why we're doing this. This isn't voting for them because it requires a motion. I'm assuming it's to seek common ground. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let the list go forward.
If I can, Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President, Member Graves, since he is not on site and is currently in active duty, although attending the meeting in accordance with the Procedures of Brown Act and the modified COVID opportunity, he is off site, but he has submitted his names confidentially to the general manager. He did also provide them the legal counsel. Neither legal counsel nor the general manager have provided that information to anyone else. And unless Mr. Graves is now changing his direction, we will consider that his piece of paper that he's submitting to the general manager. Mr. Graves, is that correct? Member Graves, is that correct?
You may have to unmute.
Oh, sorry, affirmative, I was on mute, sorry. Affirmative, not a problem, that's why I asked twice. That's correct. So we have that name, and the general manager will read it as it was received.
Okay. I will read this in the order of how the directors appear on the matrix. So we'll start with President Pease, then go to Vice President Coteau, and then go with Director Graves and Director Mayer. So starting with President Pease, we have a vote for Alberto Delgado and Ashley Porter. Next is Vice President Coteau. Vice President Coteau forwards the name of Leslie Belcher, Carolyn Graham, and Ashley Porter. Next is Director Graves. Director Graves forwards the name Carolyn Graham and Ashley Porter. Director Bill Mayer submits the names Alberto Delgado and Eric Swalwell. That completes the submittal.
Okay, well, we have a few of the names listed.
Mr. President, if I might, I hate to continue to interrupt, but I think that's how this meeting's going to go, so I appreciate you bearing with me. So at this point in time, you have the list. I would ask that any board member, if they have clarifying questions, they should clarify their questions now, or they should ask their clarifying questions now. If not, then I would ask that you go to public comment on this item, and after public comment, entertain a motion.
Are there any clarifying questions from the board? Seeing none here, Director Graves, do you have any clarifying question?
No, Mr. President.
Thank you. With that, then, we'll open it up to public comment, and I'll ask the moderator to see if there's any public comment.
Excellent. At the risk of repeating myself, if you're a member of the public and wish to make a public comment on this particular item, please identify yourself and wait for the president to recognize you to speak. You need to unmute your line. I'll ask one more time if there's no public comment, and I'm not seeing any now, Mr. President. If there's no public comment, you can close the public comment on this item and entertain a motion.
Okay, well, we'll open it up and see if we have any.
You have to close it.
We'll close public comment, excuse me. And now we'll open it up back to the board for a discussion and a nomination or whatever your pleasure is. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
At this point, based on the matrix and common ground, trying to seek that, because I think it's important that the board make the decision who becomes our next director and not the Board of Supervisors. And I appreciate the process in trying to find that common ground. I would make a motion that Ashley Porter be appointed to the board of the town of Discovery Bay.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Vice President?
Mr. President, can I ask who was the second?
Director Gutto.
Vice President Gutto.
Vice President Gutto.
Vice President Gutto, thank you.
Roll call. Vice President Gutto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Mayer? Director Mayer?
I know, I was thinking. Aye.
President Peay?
Aye. It is now official. We have four votes for Ashley Porter to join the CSD board.
Okay, congratulations. I would add, advise candidate Porter, or our board member Porter now, that staff will reach out and contact her tomorrow to go through the onboarding process at the town offices. So we will take that up tomorrow morning.
Okay, and I'm going to check one last time with legal counsel. Is there any other formal procedure that we need to take care of at this particular meeting?
Other than for me to say congratulations to all, and I'd be remiss after the number of years I've been doing this, the interest and the number of people that were interested, couldn't appreciate it more. I'm not willing to do it, so I'm glad people are, and couldn't appreciate it more. So congratulations, and Mike's got the right approach. He'll reach out, get her sworn, and she'll be available for the next meeting.
All right, and I would like to also congratulate all of the applicants for going ahead and taking their time to put their name in the public arena. It's a big step. And with that, any other comments, please?
Yeah, this is Director Mayer. I'd like to say for eight people applying for the position, it's always unnerving, I think, to put your name in the hat, but congratulate you for doing that. I've said this before, that the health of the community isn't necessarily bad when there's so many people going. I think it's actually healthy that we've got that much interest. So thank you all.
Vice President Gutierrez.
One second, Director Graves.
I'd also like to add my appreciation and respect for all the candidates that submitted an application. It was a very difficult decision. All their resumes were fantastic. I thought they would have brought something different and unique to the board. But I'm very happy with the choice that was made today. I think Ms. Porter will bring some diversity to the board and different perspective given her background and her role within the community. So thanks to everybody.
Go ahead, Director Graves.
Yeah, so I would echo the sentiments of both Director Mayer and Vice President Gutto, especially. I feel the same way. I won't be redundant. I just wanted to add to those that did put their names in the hat, I would encourage you not to look at this as a defeat, but rather encourage you to continue to be involved in the community and make the effort to, if you truly want to be on the board, please come and try through the election process when we have that. And it's not that you weren't voted for, it's just, it's a vote process. And so I just want to, again, encourage you to continue to be involved in the community. I think you guys are all very valuable to our community and you can give much to it. And that's all I have.
Thank you. And with that, we